Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Tuesday, October 12th, 2021, and we have massive COVID-19 tyranny news for you here today. Much of it exclusive. Let's just start with the first guest coming up in T-minus 33 minutes. Dr. Richard Bartlett, advisor to Rick Perry, advisor to Governor Abbott, a very respected managing doctor, emergency room in Texas, who helped pioneer the budesonide treatments and other things that have made their way now into accepted scientific knowledge. He's a very, very credible individual. Contacted me this morning and sent me a photo and information and confirmed that indeed at a hospital group, a major hospital group in Texas, when a, quote, new COVID patient comes in or someone's being transferred inside the hospital to a different room, a plastic bag is placed over their head and then tightened around their neck. People become very, very distressed at this, and if they resist, well, they get restrained. And I'm not joking. But to make things worse, the bags they use are hospital equipment bags that say, do not place over someone's head. Now, if you're asking why they do this, they claim the masks don't work, which we all know already, and so this is going to protect people from the COVID. But really, it is a Milgram experiment or Stanford Research Experiment operation. If you don't know what the Milgram experiment was or the Stanford Research Prison experiment was, both of them were to see if people would basically torture and actually kill people, finally, if they were ordered to do so. And in both studies, one was delivering shocks, the other was torturing people in a prison. They found that an authority figure told moral people with no criminal record, churchgoers, you name it, told them to finally kill somebody, they would, or torture them. So that's what this is. This is all a giant Milgram experiment. Oh, keep people away from their family members. Don't let people go into nursing homes or hospitals. Keep families out while mama has a baby, and then suddenly 90% of the births are cesarean in Austin at major hospitals. It's all about tyranny. It's all about control. It's about corporations in control of medicine now around the world, repeating what happened in the Soviet Union and what happened in Nazi Germany. So Dr. Bartlett's going to be coming on, naming the hospital, naming names. He just sent me minutes ago actual copies of the transcript and messages with the hospital admitting all of this, so the hospital chain. So that's coming up with a whistleblower who witnessed all this ongoing and is concerned about it, coming up at the bottom of the hour now in 30 minutes. Separately, even mainline news now is admitting that, the quote, the facts are in, and the COVID mystery injections, the Franken shots, the death shots, as Dr. Zelenko calls them, are making things worse and are making people sick and are killing people. And all over the world, John Hopkins' own data has been, again, put to that graph we showed last week. All over the world, 2-to-1 hospitalizations, illnesses, and death, if you really crunch the numbers. And when you pull out the fact that they don't count somebody as dying who's been vaccinated, if they die in the first 14 days after being injected with the experimental Frankenshot, you add those numbers, and it is just massively more probable that you're going to get sick or die from these injections. And that's exactly what the real experts, like Dr. Gidon and Dr. Woodard and so many others, warned would indeed happen once this all basically transpired. So there's no doubt it's depopulation. Are we surprised it's Bill Gates running it, along with Klaus Schwab, who say they want to depopulate us? It's just an incredible time to be alive. So that's all coming up with some other COVID news I haven't hit yet concerning the military. That's right. More members of the U.S. military have died in the month of September. That's the latest numbers they have, than in all the months of COVID combined.
And they're trying to spin that, and we'll tell you how they're trying to spin it straight ahead. But this is depopulation. This is human sacrifice brought back on the mass scale. Humanity's doing it again. The same evil force is possessing us yet again. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Stay with us. People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus, that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Breath Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
This is the Alex Jones Show live on this Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. Owen Schroyer sitting in studio for Alex. He is coming up just shortly with more updates on what he just mentioned in the first segment. And then we have a loaded guest list today. Dr. Richard Bartlett with some breaking exclusive news for this audience coming up shortly. And then a story that just shows you how society is breaking down into complete illogic and disregard for common sense and rationality, where a family was forced to put plastic bags over their heads to be in the hospital. I mean, this is beyond clown world at this point, but I mean, it's about as clown world as you can be. Hey, put this plastic bag over your head. Okay, dude. I mean, do I even have to explain how insane that is? So we'll have that family on with us as well, explaining what it's like to live in the clown world at a hospital. Hey, put this plastic bag over your head. Well, how can I breathe? Breathing? Who said anything about breathing? And then we have a nurse who is standing against the vaccine mandates, who has walked out of her job, joining us in the third hour. And then I've got videos of other nurses and pilots. And then you have social media influencers who are told, hey, promote the vaccine, take the vaccine. Now they have Bell's palsy. Here's the situation that I have. Imagine the craziest Super Bowl ever. Just crazy game, back and forth action. And then you have the 3 hour post game show. Okay. That's InfoWars every day now. Every day is the craziest Super Bowl of all time. And then every transmission here is trying to recap all the craziness from the last game, except it's every day now. So that's what's coming up today on the Alex Jones Show with myself and others. But first, let's go back to Alex Jones with more.
Everyone for joining us today for this very important transmission. I want to encourage all of you to realize that the real power you have is your word of mouth and your will to take action. So however you're listening or watching this broadcast, it is essential that you share it now via text message, via email, via word of mouth, via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It doesn't matter. Via Gab, via Telegram, Telegraph. It doesn't matter. Just take action now. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. If the situation was hopeless, they would not be pushing us and trying to censor us and trying to brainwash us, as the saying goes. Okay, let me lay out the incredible news that's coming up today. First off, the Great Reset is now out in the open. CNN has now come out with this incredibly Orwellian term and has said, get used to never having enough food on the shelves. Get used to not being able to go on vacations. Get used to not being able to have gasoline for a car. Get used to all of this because of COVID. It broke the world, and so now you're going to live in austerity and we're going to control you, but don't worry, you're going to have a universal basic income. They are calling it before time. They're not calling it end times. They're calling it before time. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is the world that they have created. CNN uses creepy, dystopian, before times rhetoric to justify empty shelves. What is that? Well, it's like Klaus Schwab 20 months ago at the kickoff of this takeover saying, you will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you will be happy. And that's what they've done. Of course, they're going to have private jets and giant palatial mountaintop castles. They're going to have private islands. They're going to have everything. But you're not going to have air conditioning or a car. In fact, Paul Watson has just done a report on the fact that major European governments inside the EU and the British government are coming out and now saying, you're not going to be able to charge your electric car. You're not going to even be able to have a gas car. This is total control. That's why they say in Australia, don't look at the sunset. Don't talk to your neighbors. They say the same thing in Canada. We've got to keep the lockdowns going because people might meet in groups and challenge our narratives. This is worldwide martial law. And so later in the broadcast, I'll get more into the before times. But this is the post-industrial world. Remember, Klaus Schwab also last year ran TV ads on Twitter saying, and they also ran them in the UK on national television, saying, isn't it great that the lockdowns made the animals come back out and have fun? Isn't it great that we use less carbon? We need carbon lockdowns on a routine basis. And their foot soldiers, the Extinction Rebellion, go and block blue-collar workers driving to work or getting on trains. And they're all basically a bunch of rich trust fund kids. This is the elite waging war on the general public that they see as an enemy that is using their resources and then claiming that they are the avant-garde and they are the underdog and they are fighting the establishment when they are the establishment. That is the very nature of this system. Total, absolute hypocrisy. COVID-19 is the cover, the smokescreen for Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And I know as a hardcore audience, you understand that. That's why it's key that you share that information. What hope do we have of ever turning this around and stopping the globalists if our governors and our legislatures and the good members of the House and Senate we have, and the good corporate leaders we have, and the good religious leaders we have, they're there. And all it takes is a few leaders with the truth, people will follow. But how are we going to oppose globalism when Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Prince Charles and the Queen of England and George Soros and all of these people, Bill Gates, are saying we are launching this to take over. We are using this to take over. We are using this to set up a worldwide corporate tyranny where you can't even have a job or basically go on vacation, where you're non-essential and where you don't even get meat and where you don't even get medicine or health care. This is a nightmare system, and all these pathetic people that call themselves liberal are jockeying to have power positions in this rationed, dystopic carbon credit system that isn't coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's now here. We must identify that we are in a war. We must identify that it's coming after our basic liberties. We must identify that submitting to it will literally sign us on to our own destruction and sign our children on to a fate worse than death. Because at the core of this, these globalists are mad scientists. And you look at what they're doing to the relationship between men and women. If you look at how Target and Legos and the state of California are all saying we're going to have genderless toys, no boys, no girls. That's a total cult attacking what it is to be human itself, the very bedrock of humanity, men and women together. You'd watch Married with Children 35 years ago and, you know, the dad's a moron and the son's an idiot and nobody cares. The women are all whores. That was all sold as an idea on purpose so we would accept that image and not respect each other, so we could be isolated and made alone, so we could be fed on by this predatory system. when you see the internal documents coming out years ago about Facebook trying to make their users depressed, trying to make them only communicate with false avatars that aren't real people, but are AI personalities. That's what they've done to our children. They've plugged us into the television and now the iPhones, and now they're frying us with 5G. They're literally killing us like they're an outside alien force. And whatever they are, they're definitely anti-human. Whatever this force is, the best description of it is in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the New Testament. It's in Revelations. It's in Daniel. It's in Ezekiel. It's in Genesis. But the good news is humanity's starting to realize that the entire green movement is about power and control and dehumanization. And now governors are becoming incredibly popular, like DeSantis and others, that tell the truth. And Governor Abbott has come out and said no to the forced vaccine mandate by any of these companies. And the airlines are basically shut down right now because the people are on strike. But the corporate media won't admit that because they don't want to show the power we still have if we just exercise it. All this and more is coming up today. When we come back, I'm going to lay out some really horrifying news, but the good news is at least it's coming.
All right, we go to break now. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
World headquarters in Austin, Texas. Alex Jones rejoining us here shortly, working on vacation as usual. Now, I have such a loaded broadcast coming up. If I don't do this now, I'm not sure it's ever going to happen, and we won't even be on air. So, folks, remember InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best supplements that you can find on the market. We have the best air filters. We have the best water filters. We have the best emergency food. Not to mention the apparel, the hats, the T-shirts, everything else is at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, that's what keeps us on the air so we can build these platforms and still be on air live 10-plus hours a day, plus emergency broadcasts like one we have coming up tonight. Myself and Rob Dew will be live from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, breaking exclusively some new developments or putting together some pieces on the Anthony Fauci corruption, taking a look at what he said over the years, applying it to what he's saying and doing now, putting all these pieces together. That'll be a special live tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. But all of that is only possible with myself banned on everywhere, Rob Dew banned on everywhere, Alex Jones banned on everywhere, InfoWars banned on everywhere. It's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So I urge you to take advantage of these specials, and we have the best supplements. You can read the reviews for yourself. DNA Force Plus, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 25% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, 50% off. Survival Shield X2, 40% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 40% off. Living Defense Plus, 40% off. And Organic Greens Fiber Caps, 50% off. We still have a little bit of that in stock, but it is selling out fast. That and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't remember to get your DVD copy of COVID Land. Part one, the lockdown, COVID land, is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's your financial support there that makes everything we do here possible. All right. Before I go back to Alex, let me just try to lay all of this out here. The insanity, COVID should have been long over by now, but now we're just in the clown world. And so COVID has all of these crazy things where they're making people in hospitals put plastic bags over their heads. This is like one of those things like, oh, you don't run with scissors, you know, you don't play with guns, you don't put a plastic baggie over your head. Well, that's what they tell you to do in hospitals now. That's that image you see. So we'll be talking with the family about that coming up as well, and Dr. Richard Bartlett about that hospital. But that's just the beginning of the madness. All of these people dying from vaccines. Social media influencers that were told promote the vaccine will give you a payout. You heard about that. Now they're suffering from Bell's palsy. So just all kinds of news on that front. It's just insane. I don't even know how to break all of this down. Then you have an unbelievable situation in Loudoun County, Virginia, where they covered up a rape in a bathroom of a young girl. They covered up the rape of a bathroom in a young girl so they could pass transgender bathroom policies, and the individual that raped that young girl has now raped a second girl. Wow. A lot on that front. Fulton County fires people for shredding voter applications. Wow. Anti-Trump people in the Navy selling nuclear secrets to foreign powers. Total treason. It's just unbelievable. And then Kamala Harris, I knew there was something weird about it. Now we know. Posing with actors for a fake NASA video. It's all insane. But first, let's go back to Alex with more.
Remember, the global social engineers are betting everything on the fact that we won't adapt and overcome to their tyranny, but that we will submit to it. That's why with the leftist teachings, the transgenderism, and all the rest of the cultural brainwashing and the forced inoculations that aren't inoculations, It's all comply for the greater good of society, and then we'll let you go back out and go back to normal again. But now, 21 months into this nightmare, what does the BBC and CNN and MSNBC and ABC News and Der Spiegel tell us? They say the new normal is that we're never going back to normal. The before time of being able to travel and have a car and have air conditioning and have children is over. We're going to cut the resources off so that you can't live. Oh, you think you save money to be independent from us? We're going to crash the value of every major currency in the world very soon. It's already happening. And then we're going to demand you accept a new global app on your phone so that all the other currencies that are now devalued will suddenly have decent value again. But with it comes social credit surveillance and social credit control. And that's what Biden's controllers are lining up with, the IRS lifetime surveillance of your bank accounts. It's already happening. And the global minimum corporate tax. All of this is being set up to make way for the world taxing authority, the world taxing court, the world military, and the entire project of the Rockefeller, Rothschild, Anglo-American combine. So the dream of Cecil Rhodes 140 years ago is now coming to fruition. And you can read the writings of Cecil Rhodes. You can read the writings of Zbigniew Brzezinski. You can read the writings of Henry Kissinger, Memorandum 200, State Department Memorandum 200, about the official U.S. government policy starting in 73. There was always a eugenics group, but they took over in 73 to establish a planetary world government to carry out depopulation. So that's where we are. And that's why you see the John Hopkins data that's being reported on everywhere now, where you are way, depending on the country, up to three times, but on average about twice, more likely to get sick, hospitalized, or die if you've had these shots. They are desperate that we, the people, not learn the truth of what they've done, or they're all going to go to prison. The globalists made their move. They've been testing their chemicals and biologicals on third world populations for 60, 70 years. But now they're going for broke with their Great Reset. And now they've targeted our military with a system that poisons the troops that stays in and that runs out the forces that are actually informed and smart enough to understand that this is a death sentence. Because even if these shots don't get you, the future injections they're already rolling out will, and they've announced indeed that this is a litmus test to see who will submit to this cult of death and who won't. Separately, there's no way we can stay on air without your support. InfoWars is really trying to launch a lot of new initiatives to fight the New World Order. You've seen the new film we produced, COVIDland, having a huge effect. But we've got really seven or eight big projects in the hopper that are partly completed or almost completed that are really going to give the globalists a run for their money. That's why they're so angry at us. That's why they're trying to shut us down. That's why they're demonizing us. That's why they're doing things that are unprecedented in the legal world in America and killing due process, because they know what we're up to. It's all legal and lawful, but it's all extremely effective at taking on the New World Order. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is the last week to get the emergency blowout sale, supply chain breakdown sale, and it's 40% off DNA Force Plus that's now back in stock. It's the last week to get 50% off on Winter Sun and Ultra 12 that we've extended. That's so good for your whole body and immune system. And we've got Living Defense that flushes out your guts and any unwanted visitors, and so many other great products. But the big one is also X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. It's unbound. It's so good for your cells and so good for your body. Over 2 billion people are deficient in iodine. It's caused a lot of the mental cognitive problems we see out there. It's all available between 40 and 50% off, and the sale is running till Sunday. So I want to thank you all for your support. I'm going to hand the baton back to Owen Schroyer and this live broadcast. Please stay with us. InfoWars Emergency Supply Chain Breakdown Sale is only running for 1 week, from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. And that's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply, because obviously the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products, That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast to get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
And we are joined by Dr. Richard Bartlett now to talk about what has to be one of the most asinine, insane, illogical things that we've seen from this COVID insanity. And I know that's saying a lot, and even though this is kind of a lower level, more trivial thing, it just highlights the insanity of all of it, where hospitals are now forcing people to put plastic bags over their heads. What's next? Stick your finger in a light socket. Run around with scissors and knives. I mean, this is just unbelievable. So Dr. Richard Bartlett, I don't know how it gets more insane than this. I don't even know how to properly respond to this. I mean, how do you even digest that this is happening in hospitals, you know, medical facilities? They're putting plastic bags over people's heads? I mean, how do you analyze this?
Well, it's I think it was said best by Del Bigtree. He said, speechless. There's no words for this. There really aren't. This is, I'll tell you what my impression is. This is a picture of medical tyranny unchecked. And what there's no logic behind putting plastic over someone's face that's already fighting to breathe, that is fighting a respiratory virus that causes anxiety and shortness of breath and hypoxia. It makes no sense.
And I guess, like you said, this is just the image of the whole COVID response that makes no sense, whether it's the CDC, NIH guidelines for COVID protocols in hospitals, whether it's the vaccine mandates, whether it's the lockdowns, all of it. I mean, I guess, like you said, this image just encapsulates all of the insanity into one image.
It really does. And I've talked to some of the critical care doctors there about different issues, specifically had family members call me and add me to phone calls with several doctors. One's Dr. Azarov, and they vehemently, adamantly are opposed to budesonide use for ARDS, which is originally triggered by COVID, but it's acute respiratory distress syndrome. They're against that, which there is science for that. The NIH database has studies showing that studying just budesonide nebulizer treatments for patients on the ventilator in the ICU with acute respiratory distress syndrome. That's end-stage disease, and they show overwhelming success with that. But you have these doctors refusing that because they're following, quote, the CDC protocol. But this is happening in their hospital for months, apparently, is my understanding. And I just saw the picture last night. I couldn't believe it. That they would do this to Americans. It makes me think of the movies where they put bags over people's head and kidnap them, bags over their head for an extradition. But putting a plastic bag over someone's head that is having trouble breathing from a respiratory disease that causes anxiety and hypoxia, I don't have an answer for that. But it is a perfect picture. This is what happens when you have bad advisors, when you follow bad guidelines, when you start doing things, whatever you're told, you do that. Because who are all the other people that put the bags over people's head and watched as this was being done to teenagers? Is that criminal?
Well, the fact that this has been going on for months, I think, is even worse now that we see this image, that we didn't even hear about this. But you're right. It is that energy. It's the energy of a kidnapped victim getting the bag over their head, tossed into the van. You're now in a criminal's custody. That's the same energy here. I mean, this poor girl, I guess not the only one. I mean, how many people have done this? This is elementary stuff. This is like, hey, you know, your mom says, don't put that plastic bag on your head. Don't run with knives. Don't stick your finger in a pencil sharpener. I mean, it's just total common sense. And yet, I mean, how do you even, I don't know if you've talked to doctors at this hospital. How many people work at this hospital that are watching people put plastic bags on their heads and not saying anything? How does nobody say anything about this for months?
I don't know. The administrator's name is Russell Tippin. He's probably a good guy to ask. I mean, what is going on under his leadership? Time's up on craziness. I think this COVID crazy phenomena, I think there's enough pushback in Texas that Governor Abbott even had to buckle to the pressure and say, okay, nobody's going to have to lose their job and to take the jab. But I can tell you many people have felt coerced up until the last minute, and many people have received the COVID shot because they felt like there was no way out. And that could have been done months or even a year ago by the same gentleman who finally did that yesterday. And I think there's time for a change. I'll tell you, I had the pleasure of meeting and getting to know Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who's running for governor. That's a gentleman who's going to bring common sense to anything that he's involved in. A war hero. He served our country on many levels, even a U.S. representative. he would be a great governor for Texas. And he's made it very public on social media that he's beaten COVID with nebulized budesonide and monoclonal antibodies, and there's a place for a different strategy than Fauci. Fauci said, shelter in place and wait for me to make a vaccine. That was the strategy at the very beginning, January 2020, that he told the whole world. And I thought, what? This is a rapidly mutating virus. There's no way that they're going to be able to make a one-time, one shot, even though that's kind of what was implied at the beginning. We have another rapidly mutating respiratory virus called influenza, and we don't get that right every year. As a matter of fact, we consider 40% success with that.
And we don't shut down the country and collapse the economy because of it and just go completely insane, putting bags on people's heads in hospitals. But I really want you to weigh in on something else. We got about 2.5 minutes to break, because this is something that should have been the top story, and it kind of just came and went in a flash. We have had more cases of COVID, and they say more deaths from COVID, since the vaccine than prior to the vaccine. What is your response to that? What does that signify?
I think there are many factors, but definitely the solution is not the vaccine. I was asked on a Friday if I would help with a project that's run by the Texas Division of Emergency Management, setting up a monoclonal antibody infusion center in Odessa across the street from the same hospital that these images of plastic over teenagers' heads is from. And at the infusion center, we infused 1,200 patients in 1 month. That was breakneck speed. And we caused that hospital census of COVID patients to go from 110 down to 42 in 1 month. And at the same time, every other person in that monoclonal antibody infusion center was angry they were there because they had been vaccinated, quote unquote. They had received their shots. They had done what they were told to do because they were told to do it. Just shut up and roll up your sleeve and do it because we say so. Your body, our choice. And so they complied. And now they're angry that they have, that they're sick, that they're elderly, that they have diabetes and high blood pressure, that they're at risk of dying from COVID. Why are they needing this infusion? And, you know, for even some federal leadership to say, to imply at one point that we shouldn't give the COVID or the monoclonal antibodies to those who have received the quote COVID shot, that's further betraying these people who did what you told them to do. And so I'm going to say, just by looking at the people in the infusion center, how many people were vaccinated that were angry they were there because it failed them, that the vaccine is not a winning strategy. There's a better way, which is what Colonel Alan West is talking about, early effective outpatient treatment, which is also Governor DeSantis's message. It's my message. We've always used early effective outpatient treatment for every disease. This is insane to tell us to hold our breath for a vaccine when the guy that was in charge of this, Fauci, has been in charge of trying to chase a vaccine for HIV.
All right, we're going to break now, and there's some other developing news on this that we'll get into with Dr. Richard Bartlett. Basically, there is no vaccine mandated.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is so much developing right now that it's going to spur, or should I say, accelerate the mass awakening that's happening. But in response to that, the globalists, the criminals that think they own this planet are going to have a response of their own. And we are just in the middle of it right now, like being in the middle of the Hadron Collider or something. And so it's just incredible to have Dr. Bartlett on breaking this down, where they're putting bags on people's heads. We're about to have that family join us as well to talk about the experience. Apparently they're doing it normally. And so Alex Jones is on the line. Alex, you know, my head is spinning. I can't even believe this. Every day I was explaining it at the top of the broadcast. It's like every day I'm recapping the most epic Super Bowl of all time and just trying to break it all down. But it's every day. It just never stops, Alex.
Well, that's right, and I'm on a supposed vacation in Florida, but I just can't drag myself away, and I just want to say a few things to get off here quickly, so I know I've got a bad cell connection. You and Dr. Bartlett are doing a great job. I just wanted him to be able to elaborate on the fact that the mask and the studies I've seen boost levels of carbon dioxide a lot higher than they're supposed to be, and it can cause problems and headaches and some brain damage over time. But if you put a whole plastic bag over somebody, down to their chest or down to their stomach, that's going to recirculate carbon dioxide and is going to cause brain damage. I'd like him to speak to that, because the stories on Infowars.com, Paul Watson wrote about it, but Dr. Bartlett, you know, confirmed this is going on. The hospital admits they do it. This just shows like it's a mass Milgram experiment or a Stanford experiment where they see how far they can push this. That's A. I wanted him to speak to that, and then I'm going to get off. You guys have done a great job. And then B, more about these two young kids that went in to get a flu shot. They were given the COVID injection and both had serious heart problems. I mean, that is just amazing. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the baton back over to you guys to see what you have to say. And thanks for coming on, Dr. Bartlett.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, number one, our immediate concern is low oxygen, hypoxia. And Alex is exactly right. The lungs exchange carbon dioxide and oxygen. And so when you get COVID and inflammation in the lungs, the swelling and the inflammation in the lung tissue, those 2 to 3 cell layers that are used to exchange carbon dioxide and oxygen have swelling in between those cells, and it's harder to exchange the oxygen. So people come into the emergency room short of breath, hypoxic, low oxygen. You want to give them oxygen, and you don't want to decrease their supply of oxygen. Putting a mask on or putting a plastic bag would be the opposite of giving supplemental oxygen. I have no explanation other than he touched on this, on that on the second point. It seems like they're pushing as far. How far will we let them go? They're trying to figure out how far can they go with these issues. How much will we allow? And at this point, I think that Governor Abbott has heard enough is enough and decided to do what a political windsock would do, to say, okay, it looks like the polls are saying better do something different. And I'll tell you, it's evil to try to force people to take a injection or have a surgery or start taking medicines that have great risk, without giving them a right to choose and weigh the risk and benefits. And this whole thing with the propaganda of telling, just do it, just roll up your sleeve because we say so, damn it, and not saying there's a risk. There is absolutely a risk. I've been the ER doctor taking care of my ER patients who have had strokes, Guillain-Barré syndrome, ascending paralysis, become pulmonary cripples as a result of the COVID shot. And other problems too. Transverse myelitis, an older lady who tried to stand up 2 hours after she got the shot, falls flat on her face and is my patient in the ER. And she was on blood thinner. She didn't need that problem too. And so, I think that, it does seem like they're almost testing to see how far they can push us until we say no more. I'm not going to take it anymore. And there are enough people rising up. There is a global awareness, I believe, of what's going on that's rising up that is saying enough is enough. There's a line in the sand and we really mean it. And don't cross that line. As a matter of fact, back up. And Alex has been a leader. Owen, you've been a leader on this. But the war isn't over, but there is a turning that's happening right now. And when they get this ridiculous to put plastic over teenagers' heads who are fighting for their breath, I think that they're outing themselves, that there's no science behind this. Show me the randomized controlled trial that this makes sense. A lot of things are said they just do a lot of things just because they're told to. But enough is enough. Respiratory therapists and nurses and doctors need to stand up and say, I'm not going to do that because it's not medically sound. It doesn't make sense scientifically. It's against my conscience. I'm not going to follow an order just because they tell me to. That's what happened with Nazi soldiers in World War II who just were doing their job. They were just doing what they were told. I'm just putting people on this railroad car. That's what I'm doing. I'm told to do it, so I'm doing it. And why is that okay? Because I was just following orders. Enough is enough. And I think that there are a lot of doctors and nurses who have been resounding that they're not personally going to get the COVID jab just because people say to. And they're willing to lose their jobs. And that was an imminent threat. Actually, I believe a lot of people did lose their job in Houston Methodist, if I think about it for a moment, like over 150, 160 who lost their job. We'll see how this turns out now that the governor said that you can't force private entities cannot force Texans to get the shot or lose their job. They lost their job. They were fired. Let's see how that goes.
Well, we already have a lot of legal battles happening right now, specifically here in Texas with our great Attorney General Ken Paxton. But yeah, how is this going to go with all, I mean, it's thousands across America, but definitely here in Texas. How is this going to go where they've already laid off all these workers and nurses because of a vaccine mandate that doesn't actually exist? It was literally just a press release from Biden. There is no executive order. There is no law. There is no legislation. There's nothing except a press release. And yet everybody's enforced it. You also have Southwest Airlines that is stationed in Dallas, I believe, is their headquarters. They're mandating the vaccine for their pilots. But talk about The image of the woman with the bag over her head is a good optical illustration of the insanity for COVID. But talk about why we would force people to have medical procedures that they don't need. I mean, that's like somebody saying, I'm 32 years old. I have a healthy heart. Well, we're going to give you bypass surgery, even though you don't need it. We're going to mandate it. Or we're going to give you a kidney transplant. You don't need it, but we're mandating it. Or, I mean, talk about the idea of medical procedures that are unneeded, unnecessary, and mandating that. This has never happened. I've never heard of this before.
It's never happened before. It's totally illogical. It's non-scientific. There is no science to back it up. We've never done these things before that are being done. It was all started. Some of these strategies were started in a communist state, in a communist nation, the most populous nation on the planet. And then those strategies were absorbed and touted and repeated by the World Health Organization, the CDC, for the most part. But there was no precedent for this before. It was not science to wear a mask, a surgical mask for a respiratory virus of a flu outbreak 20 years ago. And the plastic over the head almost makes you think, well, I guess they figured out the mask doesn't work and maybe they need to try to do something else. Maybe that's the logic behind it, but I could think of some better ideas. There's early effective outpatient treatment for COVID. Treat people early and make them not contagious with the monoclonal antibodies and budesonide and aspirin and antibiotic, and it works. And people recover and they have natural immunity, and then they add to the community's herd immunity. That has been how we get out of every pandemic. 2009, we had the H1N1 pandemic, and we didn't have one vaccine that was mandated. There's a lot of things that are happening right now that are purely an agenda, that have no science behind them. You know, they even admit if you get the vaccine, it's not going to protect you. They're not guaranteeing that it'll protect you. You could still get COVID. But it's to protect other people is what they say. The logic, there's such a major gap in the logic here that I'm surprised that so many people have swallowed it. But, you know, we've been taught to follow. And so many people have been, they felt coerced, they felt intimidated, they felt like they were betraying other people and putting other people at risk because that's what they were told, and they just did what they were told. And so I have taken care of some of those people in the emergency room that are damaged, that are permanent, and their lives have totally been destroyed because they complied. It's okay to comply with things that make sense, with science behind it, that are for the better, for the common good. We already have seen those things, but this is crazy.
Well, and we're about to go to break here. We're going to be joined by the family that has made the story go viral with the bag over their head, but apparently it's been going on. But, I mean, imagine hospitals just actually, nurses or doctors actually putting their hands around your neck and suffocating you and choking you. Well, that'd be a crime, but they do it with...
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.